Further teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 44, Ratha Yatra, Episode 13, Lord Chaitanya's Special Mercy upon Haridas Thakur. At this time, Kashi Misra, along with the superintendent of the temple, came and offered respects unto the lotus feet of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Upon seeing all the Vaishnavas together, Kashi Misra and the superintendent became very happy. With great happiness they met with the devotees in a befitting manner. Both submitted to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Dear Lord, please give us orders so that we may make proper arrangements to accommodate all the Vaishnavas. Accommodations have been arranged for all the Vaishnavas. So now, let us distribute Mahaprasadam to all of them. Immediately, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Gopinatha Acharya, please go with the Vaishnavas and accommodate them in whatever residences Kashi Misra and the temple superintendent offer. Then, Lord Chaitanya told Kashi Misra and the temple superintendent, as for the remnants of food left by Lord Jagannath, let them be delivered to Vaninath Rai's charge, for he can take care of all the Vaishnavas and distribute Mahaprasadam to them. Nearby my place, in this garden of flowers, is a single room which is very solitary. Please give that room to me, for I do have a need for it. Indeed, I shall remember the lotus feet of the Lord sitting in that solitary place. Kashi Misra then told Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, my Lord, everything belongs to you. What is the use of your begging? For by your own will, you can take whatever you like. My Lord, we are your two servants, and we are here just to carry out your orders. So, by your mercy, please tell us to do whatever you want. And saying this, Kashi Misra and the temple inspector took their leave, while Gopinath and Vaninath went with them. Gopinath was then shown all the residential places, and Vaninath was given large quantities of Mahaprasadam left by Lord Jagannath. Thus, Vaninath Rai returned with large quantities of food remnants of Lord Jagannath, including cakes and other good eatables. Gopinath Acharya also returned after cleansing all the residential quarters. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then addressed all the Vaishnavas, requesting them that they listen to him. Now you can all go to your respective residential quarters. Go to the sea and bathe, and look at the top of the temple. And after doing so, please come back here and take your lunch. After offering obeisances to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the devotees departed for their residences, and Gopinath Acharya showed them their respective quarters. After this, Lord Chaitanya went to meet Haridas Thakur, and Lord Chaitanya saw Haridas engaged in chanting the Mahamantra with ecstatic love. Haridas chanted, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. As soon as Haridas Thakur saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Haridas immediately fell down like a stick to offer obeisances, and Lord Chaitanya raised Haridas up and embraced him. Then, both the Lord and his servant began to cry in ecstatic love. Indeed, Lord Chaitanya was transformed by the qualities of his servant, and the servant was transformed by the qualities of his master. Then Haridas Thakur spoke, My dear Lord, please do not touch me, for I am most fallen and untouchable. I am indeed the lowest among men. No, Haridas, I wish to touch you just to be purified, for your purified activities do not exist in me. For at every moment you take your bath in all the holy places of pilgrimage, and at every moment you perform great sacrifices, austerity, and charity. You are constantly studying the four Vedas, and you are far better than any Brahmana or Sannyasi. Aho bata shvapachoto gariyan, yaj jivagre vartate namatubhyam, tepas tapate juhuvu sasnor arya, brahma nuchur nama grnanti yete. Devahuti once glorified the chanting of the holy name while speaking to her son Kapiladev. Oh, my dear Lord, one who always keeps your holy name on one's tongue becomes greater than any initiated Brahmana. And although one may be born in a family of dog-eaters, and therefore by material calculation one may be considered the lowest among mankind, still, such a chanter is glorious. For this is the wonderful effect of chanting the holy name of the Lord. It is therefore concluded that one who chants the holy name of the Lord should be understood to have performed all kinds of austerities and great sacrifices mentioned in the Vedas. Such a person has already taken bath in all the holy places of pilgrimage, and one has studied all the Vedas. Thus, one is actually an Aryan. Saying this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took Haridas Thakur within the flower garden, and there, in a very secluded place, Lord Chaitanya showed Haridas his new residence. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then requested Haridas Thakur, "Remain here and chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Personally, I shall come here to meet you every day. Remain here peacefully and look at the chakra on the top of the temple and offer your obeisances. Now, as far as your prasadam is concerned, I shall arrange to have that sent here." When Nityananda Prabhu, Jagadananda Prabhu, Damodar Prabhu, and Mukunda Prabhu met Haridas Thakur, they all became very pleased. Recorded May 28, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Nava Gaurava Rang Nava Pushpa Charang Nava Bhava Darang Nava Lasya Param Nava Hasya Karang Nava Hema Varang Pranamami Shachi Suta Gauravaram Pranamami Shachi Suta Gauravaram Nava Gauravaram Nava Pushpasharang Nava Bhava Darang Nava Lasya Param Nava Hasya Karang Nava Hema Varang Pranamami Shachi Suta Gauravaram Pranamami Shachi Suta Gauravaram Nava Gauravaram Nava Pushpasharam Nava Bhavadaram Nava Lasya Param Nava Hasya Karam Nava Himavaram Pranamami Sati Suta Gauravaram Pranamami Sati Suta Gauravaram Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Nithai Gauranga Nithai Gauranga Nithai Gauranga Gaura Hari Gaura Hari Jaya Gaura Hari Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Lord Chaitanya's complexion is the hue of fresh cream tinged with kumkum. Lord Chaitanya is the ever-fresh Cupid who shoots arrows of newly blossoming flowers. Lord Chaitanya bears newer and newer moods of emotional, spiritual ecstasies. Lord Chaitanya is fond of performing novel dances. Lord Chaitanya also makes ever new jokes which cause much laughter. The brilliant luster of Lord Chaitanya's bodily form is like freshly cast gold. Thus, I bow down to Gaura Hari, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the beautiful son of Mother Shakti.